Again, another reading of the account of the Passion of Jesus Christ. Another Good Friday. We just read it last week. We read it just now. And we'll continue to read it until the end of our lives, every year. The Passion of Christ. Passion. P-A-T-I, the word in Latin, which means to suffer. To suffer. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God made man, the living being in the flesh, allows himself to undergo the cruel crucifixion, the horror, the evil, as we read in the first reading, marred beyond identification, as one that can't even look at it. Gruesome, beat to a pulp. In some translations, disgusting and revolting. God, the God of love, the Hound of Heaven, becomes a man, allows himself to undergo infinite evil to an infinite being. He comes to pay a debt he didn't owe, because we owe a debt that we cannot pay. A debt. A debt. We were different. If we're of the world, we would say, well, what do you mean that I have to pay a debt? What is this mystery of this debt that he came to pay? I didn't ask to be born. My parents came together. I was born. And apparently I have inherited this debt that God feels that he had to become a man to pay and allow evil to pay the debt that no man can ever pay. It's really, from a human or worldly perspective, it doesn't make any sense. Hence, we are of God, and the world is of the world. The debt. He comes to pay a debt. Yet Revelation is clear, and our faith is certain, that the whole of human history is marked by this original fault. A fault freely committed by our first parents. Freely committed. Original sin is nothing more than the freedom put to the test. A being that loves us so much that he even gives us our freedom to be with him forever, but a freedom that will be put to the test. But then you can say, well, what does it have to do with me? What does that have to do with me? Could God not have avoided that Adam and Eve sinned? How does this happen? What's the mystery behind the debt of sin that God comes to pay, and now we have a leader, now we have an example of how to live our life in our sufferings, in our evils, knowing that we have a God that can identify with us because he became a man. St. Thomas Aquinas is clear. He writes that the whole human race is in Adam, as one body of one man. By this unity of the human race, all men are implicated in Adam's sin, as all are implicated in Christ's justice. So if we are here to reap the benefit of the crucifixion, and that God will come down, so there must be some mysterious reason in this debt, in this thing that we call original sin. But to the human mind, to the worldly perspective, It makes no sense. I break a window, or person X breaks a window, I don't have to pay that window. You pay for that window. I didn't break it. Why do I have to pay for something that I didn't do? At the end of the day, our faith tells us that the transmission of original sin from generation to generation cannot be fully understood. And that evil is a mystery here as it is smack dab like the air that we breathe. The dramatic situation of the world as we know it, as we see it every day, as we hear it, is in the power of the evil one, which makes life a battle, as Jesus Christ is in a battle now in the power of evil in the hands of Pontius Pilate and the Jews. John is clear in the gospel. He says, "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness." And Peter states in his writing, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaming lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." You see, from the beginning of time, God ordained freedom. Freedom from his fallen angels to coerce, to tempt, to rebel. Satan. The whole of man's history has been the story of our combat with the powers of evil from a very early stage on. So let's not worry too much about our debt that we owe. We owe it. And we'll understand fully why someday. But right now, it's quite clear that this debt that we owe, we feel it. We feel it. We feel the anxiety of suffering. We feel the fall, how evil can press into our minds, into our hearts, into our thoughts, into our feelings. And yet, God thought in his great wisdom to become a man in Jesus Christ and to be made perfect through suffering. I have to ask you, like I ask myself, is Jesus Christ the Son of God, perfection? Is he not perfect? Is he not part of the Trinity? So why does Paul, in several of his writings, say he was made perfect through suffering? We know that you and I know that suffering has a certain value. Marines go through a horrible suffering for their training. And whenever we go through something, in the end, we see that we're stronger, we're tougher, we're wiser. The pain may not be gone, but we're usually better. So what does it mean that Jesus Christ had to be made perfect? Well, he was perfect morally. He was perfect spiritually. He was perfect in his being because he was God. But there was one thing lacking. He hadn't had a human body. And he hadn't suffered like you and I suffer. So he had to live the life of a human, and in that, then, the whole existence of God, our Creator, our Lover, then can say, "Come to me, ye who are burdened, for my burden is light, and my yoke is sweet, and my burden is light." We have one that we can identify with. Let's reverse a little bit and become even more worldly. So the debt is there. Why couldn't God have stopped Adam and Eve from sinning? Why? He can intervene. He can do anything. Why does when that moment of what we call the tree of knowledge stopped right there and say no? Again, we're thinking as humans. Again, we're thinking that our way is God's way. And there's some good answers. St. Leo states that Christ's inexpressible grace gave us blessings better than those that the demon and envy had taken away. St. Thomas Aquinas says there is nothing to prevent human nature's being raised up to something greater, even after sin. God permits evil in order to draw forth some greater good. And St. Paul finally states, "Where sin increased, grace
abound it all tomorrow.
Tomorrow night in the vigil mass, where the paschal candle is being lit by Father, the exalted will be sung. Oh, happy fault. I've heard it even said, oh, blessed sin of Adam, that procured for us, that gained for us, such a redeemer of Jesus Christ. So we have to be careful that the same sin that led Adam to reject God and go with Satan in that decision, that pride of prying into the ways of God doesn't creep up in us and we not become of the world. And I'll close with these final thoughts. Number one, God did not make death. These are all from Scripture. God did not make death, and he does not delight in the death of the living. It was through the devil's envy that death entered the world. This is out of wisdom. Satan, the devil, and the other demons are fallen angels who have freely refused to serve God and his plan. Their choice against God is definitive, is well thought out, is well planned. They tried to associate man in a revolt against God. The victory that Christ won over sin has given us greater blessings than those which sin had taken from us. Again, where sin increased, grace has abounded all the more. Finally, us Christians, Catholics, believe that the world has been established and kept in existence by the Creator's love, has fallen into the slavery of sin, and has been set free by Jesus Christ, crucified, killed, and risen. So let us, when we come up and kiss the cross, when we embrace and try to understand deeply what this passion is a powerful poison to death. Nothing can harm us. Not even death, in God's view. The passion of Christ is the power that breaks the shackles of evil. The existence of power, of evil's power, not evil. Evil will increase and will abound, but grace abounds the more. But grace in you does not allow the power of evil to change us, to destroy us. It might hurt us. It might for a time cause damage. But ultimately, what's the ultimate thing? Is death. And Christ has allowed himself to die and to rise. And so, Timothy, I echo, you can depend on this. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we hold out to the end, we will also reign with him.